Joined now by a couple of Knoxville wrestlers, Andon Trout and Marco Alejo. Guys, thanks for joining us. Andon, I'll start with you. Early season, how are things going for you?
I feel good. The team looks good. You know, lots to improve on, but it's the beginning of the year, so you'll have that. But, yeah, I mean, things are going well so far, so I'm excited for the rest of the year.
You were a little under the weather earlier in the season, and everything, as you know, health-wise, are you back almost 100%?
Yeah, we're getting there. You know, I don't know, you can't wrestle at if you're not 100%, so just doing the best I can to feel healthy.
Marco, what about you? How are things going early season for you?
I'm pretty good, just trying to get back to where we left off last year, but we're going to have some tough tournaments, and we just got to keep fighting through it and keep battling.
Yeah, and, you know, your duels, you know, as we're sitting here, really haven't been challenged as far as, you know, the point spread and anything. I know you will, but, you know, what are you expecting, you know, through these duels in the next couple of weeks as you go through the season?
First of all, we just want our team to be 100% and ready to rock and roll, and we're going to be pretty good when we're healthy. That's all I got to say.
Yeah, that's a key thing. It seems like every time I've seen you guys, okay, somebody's out, you know, for sickness or for injury. You know, how good can this team be when everybody is 100% and everybody's at their best?
You know, I think we're a state duels contender. We've already made regional duels. That's not what we want. We want state duels. You know what I mean? So, you know, give us anybody. We'll take on anybody. So.
And Marco, I know you want to get back to state, so do you, Andon. You know, what kind of things are you, Marco, working on to, you know, get up there to Wells Fargo Arena again at the end of the year?
I'm just working on being faster and moving my hands more and just trying to adjust wrestling at 20, I guess. And, yeah, just excited.
What kind of adjustment is that to go up or down a weight class, you know, and seeing guys that maybe you don't see all the time?
It's pretty challenging, but it's a sport. You just got to keep battling and have fun and scoring points and do the best you can and just keep working hard, and your hard work will prove everything.
And then I see you nodding your head. Is that a little bit more of a challenge when you have to go up or down a class and, you know, maybe see a guy you've not seen before?
It's certainly a challenge. You know, guys get stronger as you get bigger, but my main partner in the room is Dan Gorski, and, you know, he's our 70-pounder, so working with him, you know, these guys are not as big as he is, so he gives me a good feel for the guys that I'll be wrestling, and honestly, he's a lot quicker than a lot of the guys that I've wrestled so far, so yeah, he gives me a really good feel, and it's been an easy adjustment, so.
Wrestling is a team sport, it's also an individual sport. You brought up Daniel Gorski. Boy, what a start of the season that kid has had. What's his ceiling here?
You know, he has no ceiling. I see him on the podium this year, honestly. And, you know, all of us have known that, you know, Dan is as good as he's showing right now, because, you know, the last couple of years I've wrestled with Dan, and I mean, we're competing, and we're competing hard in the room, and he's finally implementing that on the mat as well. So, you know, I'm excited for him. He's probably one of my favorite guys to watch on the team, honestly. So, yeah.
At the end of the season, for both of you guys, where do you want to be? You know, where on the podium do you want to be standing on, ideally?
Number one.
All right. Very, very confident guys here for Knoxville Wrestling. Thanks a lot, and good luck the rest of the season.
Awesome. Thank you.
Appreciate it.